gooch clach was it teen.
Ah.
Sheet kadacha. Ann Johnson.
On a Wednesday evening in July, students with the new online Tlingit language course log on to Zoom. Elders are often given the floor, sharing stories, memories, and songs. Adult children seated beside them listen and offer tech support. Tonight, the class begins with a student sharing a short story about her day, observing a hummingbird and enjoying the sunshine in Juneau, and looking forward to her Tlingit class.
Yagi yid zantika hinik huak ewuti. Cha yesu kutan awe. Wasaduasak finally slinket hinach. Audigan ka.
The online class has been offered every weekday evening in July, with days for beginner lessons, intermediate, and advanced conversation. Between 50 to 120 students log on, depending on the night, to speak, study, and listen. Families with children sit together on a sofa around a laptop. Others appear on Zoom from kitchen tables, bedroom desks, and living rooms. Students participate from across Alaska and North America. Many Alaska Native languages, including Tlingit, were in jeopardy prior to the pandemic. According to the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, in 2017, there were only about 40 fluent Tlingit speakers out of an estimated 100 speakers at various levels. The class instructor, Huni Lance Twitchell, teaches Alaska Native languages at the University of Alaska Southeast. He says the goal of language revitalization is to support new students and current speakers.
And I tell learners, you're going to learn this language, and then you're going to be able to talk to some of these really old people who are the remaining speakers, and they're going to be able to share things with you that they can't share with anybody else in the world right now. And then you're going to get to know them in this very special way, and then you're going to lose them.
That's how Twitchell learned Tlingit from spending time with his elderly grandfather. He says it's impactful for elders, too, and can contribute to generational healing.
They live their whole life just seeing decline, 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 decline. And then they're towards the end, they get to see some younger people that they can actually just talk with. And we've seen the impact, tears of joy. We've seen incredible moments that wouldn't have happened if folks didn't put in that hard work to learn the language.
As recent as a generation ago, elders say they were punished as children for speaking their language, especially at school. Stories and cases document violent assault on students, harassment, and other acts to erase Native culture, like cutting their hair. Twitchell interviewed an older woman in Tlingit who recounted a teacher who sought her out every day with a sinister warning.
And she said, well, they never really hit me for speaking my language, but I had this one teacher who would call me over every day as when she saw me. And I was just a little kid. And she'd say, you think you people are just as good as us, but you never will be. You're second-class citizens. And this is a school teacher talking to a child.
Throughout the 20th century, punishing Alaska Native children, prejudice, and eradication of Native culture was a widespread systemic effort. It's a dark side of American history that Twitchell says few are willing to acknowledge.
And a lot of people don't want to do that. They'll get really upset. But they'll say, it was a long time ago. I didn't do that. I don't know why we're talking about this. Everything's better now.
Twitchell says revitalizing the language helps address the history of systemic racism and marginalization of Native peoples. And so investment in Native language learning is an investment in reviving the culture, customs, and places of Native people. Twitchell says that process and countering that erasure could address the increased rates of addiction, violence, and suicide seen in Alaska Native communities today.
Now we have to decidedly move against it in order to have a different result. Because a lot of people, they'll talk about Indigenous peoples in the past tense. Oh, they did this. They used this. It's like, no, they do that now. They use that now.
Twitchell says Tlingit language learning opens up a window into 15,000 years of how people lived in the Southeast Alaska and Western Canada region. The language is evolving too, and Tlingit speakers are collaborating to come up with new words needed for today. At one point, the class discusses the Tlingit word for popcorn and parking lot.
Us doing kananeque popcorn, you sorry.
Oh, yeah, we.
This summer, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute partnered with Outer Coast in Sitka to offer the online class for free. In a survey of participants, they say more than 600 students expressed interest from all over North America, New Mexico to the Aleutian Islands.
It's been wonderful to see the numbers, to see families there, to see lots of people, and to see people trying. And so it's really exciting to see.
The language revitalization effort is modeled after Hawaii's successful program, with the goal to offer native language in all Alaska schools from pre-kindergarten to college. On Tlingit Ani in Petersburg, I'm Corinne Smith.